Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Speaking to York University student David Kim, he's in his fourth year at York University, and you've got a video that is sweeping the internet right now. What do you think about all the crazy stuff that's happening right now with your video?
Honestly, it's quite overwhelming. You know, I did this just for fun and just to, you know, make people laugh and whatnot. I did not imagine it to have gotten this much exposure, right? Actually, me and my roommates, when we saw it hit 300 views within like half an hour, we were like, oh man, like that's crazy. But so like as soon as we saw the 300, it got stuck there because I think YouTube has some kind of like authentic sizing thing. I'm not sure. Some kind of system where it gets stuck and then they check if it's not a bot making all those views. So we're like, what do you guys think? Like, what do you guys think the views will go up to next week? So one of my roommates was like 1,500 and everybody was like, whoa, that's a lot of views. And then my buddy's like, oh yeah, I think it'll be 2,000. And then I felt pretty pretty confident with this. I was like 2,500. I think is what it'll be next week. Little did we know, it probably was beyond that when we were, you know, having that conversation. Because the next morning, it was stuck until like, I don't even know. I went to sleep and it was stuck at 300. And in the morning, I literally like peed myself a little when I saw that the tally was up to 11,500, which was also stuck. It was actually a lot higher than that. I think it was maybe about 40-something thousand just overnight. So
it's crazy. I'm sure that we're not the first people to call you. I know your phone's been ringing off the hook. I mean, talk to me about how much media attention you're getting. How many phone calls have you gotten? What kind of stations have you talked to?
Oh, man, it's pretty crazy. First up was someone messaged me like, oh, my God, like Huffington Post has like put up an article about you. And it was just like a little small thing. But that was like crazy. I was in the library and I asked a random person, like, can I use your laptop and like check if I'm on the news? And they're pretty much cheering me on because I was like, oh, my God, I'm on the news. And then later that day, I was working on a project, and I hadn't checked my YouTube account all day. And when I got home, I checked my inbox around 10:30, and CBC wanted an interview with me to broadcast a snippet of my video that night at 11 o'clock. And so I called a little too late, and they weren't able to get the interview, but they still aired my my video. And I think that also contributed, obviously, to the growth of the video.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So let's talk a bit about where did the idea come from? I mean, you said you have a YouTube account. Do you generally make these kind of videos? I mean, where did you conjure up this whole idea from?
Well, the thing is, I've always had this side of me where I just do things like I don't really care. I did a lot of like social volunteer work where like I lead groups and stuff, and it was just calling me. I just had to do it. Like I saw the video was getting so popular, and I had some YouTube videos that I'd seen where I was inspired from, and so I decided, hey, you know what? Today, I just feel like just doing that. And so for an hour or two, I just went around and, you know, a few of my buddies filmed and, you know, I just danced around and had fun with it and was hoping, like, people would enjoy it, you know, so.
So it looked like you were doing it kind of flash mob style where people didn't know that's what you were doing. You just kind of, you know, snapped into action and kind of just started dancing and randomly. So what were the reactions like of people around you? Did they figure it out eventually? I mean, what was it like when you were actually shooting it?
It was just like, I don't know, people, a lot of them, I'd say most of them were just kind of like, what's wrong with this guy? Some of them actually were quite amused by it. When they got it, I mean, they really, really, really digged it. Other than that, like, most people were kind of like surprised. I was expecting a lot of people to like kind of get the reference, but surprisingly not.
What does your family think of all this?
To be quite honest, my parents, I don't think they know yet. My parents actually moved back. They raised me here, and they went back to Korea just this year. And I mean, they would flip if they saw me on breakfast television. They used to watch it all the time. They're really quite worrisome people. They worry about me, just like me, my daily meals. So I didn't want to drop that bomb on them just yet, but I think it's about time I tell them.
Yeah, I'd say given all the attention, it's better you tell them before they find out themselves.
Yeah, and the thing is, apparently I'm also on some Korean newspapers as well, so I think this is there's a good chance that they already know, but it's 4 a.m. at the moment, so I think I'm going to call them later tonight and just be like, hey, kind of a local celeb right now.
Exactly. Now, yeah. I know you said that you're Korean, and obviously Psy is Korean. I know we just found out about him here, but he's kind of a big deal over there. Did you know of his existence before Gangnam Style kind of hit it big over here?
No, I actually was in Korea for a month, and his song came out while I was there, but it wasn't so crazy. Like, I think it was, it just kind of suddenly exploded. I was there for the first little bit, but didn't really see anything crazy over there. I actually found out from one of my friends named Bahar. She posted a link on my wall saying, this is the song of your people. And that's when I saw it. And yeah. So I found out when I came back to Canada.
So yeah. Where do you go from here? I mean, like you said, you've got that kind of extroverted, outgoing personality. Would you consider making more viral videos, or is this kind of a one-off thing? I mean, what happens now?
I've been getting a lot of demands by people and recommendations to continue. So I'm really interested in doing this. I've been actually thinking about doing this for like certain charities or whatnot, and just like see what kind of crazy things people, you know, want me to do, you know, I'll take a look at them and hopefully I can raise some funds for some good causes, because it looks like I can, you know, garner some attention from people.
That's very noble of you. And what are all your friends think, like all your university friends and your high school friends that you knew think of the video? I mean, I guess you said you're kind of a guy who likes to do this kind of thing. So are they surprised at all by A, the fact that you made the video, and B, what's happened afterwards?
To be quite honest, I think my close friends are kind of not as surprised as most people. Most people are like, whoa, like, what happened, man? Like, you're so popular now. Or some people, like, they're, you know, saying, you're crazy, man. But, like, you know, I think a lot of people can relate, and, like, your close friends know how crazy you are. So my closest friends, like, I don't think they're as surprised as the other people, because I do, like, pretty ridiculous stuff all the time, so